我们很快已经来到了第五章，我们已经看到一到第四章，还有多一章我们就会结束提摩太前书。
And we have reached First Timothy chapter 5. Very quickly, we have already gone through four chapters. And other than chapter 5, we have just one more chapter to complete First Timothy.
让我们来看提摩太前书一章，提摩太前书第五章第一到第二节。
Let us read First Timothy chapter 5 verses 1-2.
今天我们只看两节圣经。
And we will only look at two verses today.
提摩太前书五章第一节说，不可严责老年人，只要劝他如父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年人如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姐妹，总要清清洁洁的。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 1. Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, in all purity.
这段圣经是保罗写信给提摩太，要他辅导信徒。
This passage was written by Paul to Timothy for him to counsel believers.
这里保罗说不可严责老年人，要劝他如同父亲，少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲，少年妇女如同姐妹。
And Paul wrote to Timothy to not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters.
这里这个劝字呢，在希腊文的意思呢是 parakaleo， 它的意思就是来到你的旁边，站在你的身边来 呼叫你，或者跟你说话。
The word encourage in the original Greek is the word parakaleo, which means to come alongside or to walk parallel with the person so that he can walk together.
那么这里当然这篇文章呢，或者这本书信呢，是保罗写给提摩太，告诉他你在神的教会应该怎么行。那么他告诉他怎么行呢？其中一个就是叫他来辅导这个教会的弟兄姐妹。
And we know that earlier on, Paul actually wrote in his letter, in this same letter to Timothy, to instruct him how one ought to behave in God's household and one of the ways to behave in God's household over here is to counsel brothers and sisters.
我们读过三章十四节、十五节，他说，保罗说，我盼望到你那里去，但是我还没有来之前呢，你可以知道在神的家中怎么行。
And this we know from chapter 3 verses 14 to 15. I hope to come to you soon, but I'm writing these things to you so that if I delay,You may know how one ought to behave in the household of God.
所以这个主题的意思呢，就是在神的家中或者是教会中的辅导事工。
So the main theme of these two verses today is referring to the counseling ministry in the local church.
我们知道神在新约里面，神对教会有不同的比喻。
We know that God gave the church different analogies or different illustrations in the New Testament.
比如教会是基督的心腹。
And the church, for example, is the bride of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
教会是神的圣殿。
And the church is the temple of God.
甚至有时候基督信徒与主耶稣的关系，有时候被形容成是肢体跟这个肢子的关系。
And the relationship of believers with Jesus Christ is sometimes referred to as members, different members of the same body.
那么这个有时候也我们也看到主用牧羊人跟羊群的关系。
And sometimes it is referred to as the shepherd and the sheep.
所以我们在今天这一段圣经里面会看到两个这个比喻。
And in this passage today, we will see two such analogies.
第一个呢，就是羊，就是以牧羊人与羊的关系。
Firstly, we see the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep.
那么第二个就是看到主耶稣提到这个这个教会是一个神的家大家庭。
And secondly, we see that the Lord Jesus referred to the church as the family or the household of God.
在我们还没有继续讲下去的时候，让我们稍微复习一下这段圣经。为什么保罗在这边这个时候特别提到说不要严责老年人？
And before we go into the details, let us revise what we have gone through so far so as to understand why Paul told Timothy not to rebuke an older man.
记得吗？当保罗写信给提摩太的时候，告诉他把他留在以弗所第一章第三节说，让他吩咐他阻止某一些人传异教。
Remember that Paul left Timothy at Ephesus in chapter 1 verse 3 so that Timothy may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
他要挑战这些人说阻止他们命令他们不可传异教。
He was to confront these people and to command them to stop preaching a different doctrine.
所以当时候有些人传异教。
There were people who were teaching heresy.
就是不同的福音。
It's a different gospel.
那么第七节，有些人想要做教法师，却不知道要做什么，所以他在挑战这些这些不合法的这个领袖。
And verse 7, there were some desiring to be teachers of the law, but without understanding. So Timothy was to confront this unlawful leader.
那么另外，保罗又写信告诉提摩太要挑战。指出那些有一些女人呢要争权夺利，在第二章第十二节就说我不许女人讲道，也不许女人管辖男人。
And Timothy was to stop certain women who were trying to gain power in the church. That's why in chapter 2 verse 12 Paul wrote that I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man.
那么在以弗所教会也有一些人丢弃了良心， 离开了神的真道，保罗要提摩太指出他们来。
And in the church of Ephesus, there were some people who departed from the faith, and Paul wanted Timothy to confront these people too.
一章十九节就提到有一些人丢弃良心，那么他们在正道上如同船破坏一般，这些人包括许米乃和亚历山大。
Chapter 1 verse 19, some people have rejected the faith, and have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander.
那么在以弗所教会里面也有好多个寡妇。
And in the church in Ephesus, there were widows.
那么这些寡妇呢，第五章第六节说他们好宴乐。
And chapter 5 verse 6 tells us that these widows were self-indulgent.
他们，保罗说他们正活着的时候也是死的。
And they are dead even while she lives.
所以这些寡妇过着一个犯罪的生活。
And these widows were living lives of sin.
所以这些呢需要很严谨、很严格的去责备他们。
And such people deserve a serious rebuke.
如果你看一看第五章第二十节
，If you look at chapter 5 verse 20,
保罗说犯罪的人要当面的责备他，叫其的人可以惧怕。
Chapter 5 verse 20, as for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all, so that the rest may stand in fear.
但是对其他的人呢，不是说保罗这样的话呢，每一个人看到他都要严格的责备所有的人，严厉的责备所有的人。
But how about the rest of the people? Paul did not want Timothy to go around rebuking everyone.
所以保罗说对其他的人呢，他要劝老年人好像父亲，老年的妇女好像母亲，少年人好像弟兄，少年的妇女好像姐妹。
So to the rest of the people, Paul told Timothy to encourage older men as a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters.
所以他要劝勉他们，他要鼓励他们，他要安慰他们，等等。
So he is supposed to encourage them and to comfort them.
所以我把这段两节圣经呢当作这个就是教会里的辅导的事工。
So I have entitled these two verses as the counseling ministry in the local church.
那么我只有三点，而且很容易记。
I only have three points and they are very easy to remember.
让我指出来给大家看，这里有没有看到这个辅导的牧师？
And firstly, we can see the counselors.
第二呢，我们看到辅导的信徒，被辅导的信徒。
And secondly, we see who are the counselees.
那么最后呢，我们看到辅导的事工或者事奉。
And lastly, we can see the work of counseling.
首先让我们来看这个辅导的牧者或者牧师。
Firstly, let us look at the counselors.
所以在这段圣经里面，保罗说不可严责老年人，只要劝他们。这个字劝呢，刚才提到是包括来到他的旁边，来向他说话，或者呼召他，呼唤他。
And we mentioned earlier on that the word encourage actually means coming alongside or walking parallel with, such that you call this person to come along with you.
所以老保罗这个老牧师呢，告诉年轻的牧师提摩太说，你必须要辅导信徒。
So the old pastor Paul is now advising the young pastor Timothy.That you must counsel believers.
如果我们仔细看他的文法呢，这个字是一个命令式的，告诉保罗，保罗告诉提摩太，你必须，这个是命令，你必须要辅导信徒。
If we look at the grammar of the original Greek, we realize that this is written in the imperative, meaning that Paul was actually commanding Timothy that he must.Counsel believers.
所以这里很清楚给我们看见，牧师的工作必须辅导弟兄姐妹。
So we can see here that the work of a pastor includes counseling believers.
所以辅导不是 optional， 不是随意的，可以要可以不要，是必须要的。
So counseling is not an option; it is a must.
而且是肯定的。
And it is certain.
我们这个是一个命令，我们必须辅导信徒。
It is a command given to pastors to counsel believers.
今天很多教会呢，把这个辅导的工作推出去给别人做，这个好像 subcontractor 这样，把它推出去，让别人来辅导。他不辅导，他只是讲解圣经。
Today, many churches subcontract the work of counseling to external organizations, and they say that they are only focusing on preaching.
这个牧师本来的工作就必须是，因为牧师这个字呢，本来就是牧羊人的意思。
But the work of the pastor, actually the meaning of the word pastor is to shepherd.
那么这个牧者、牧师，我觉得中文翻译是最好，他是牧羊的老师，所以 pastor teacher 的意思就是这样。所以这个字翻译得很好，他这个牧师这个字，英文里面翻译成 pastor， 这个 pastor 这个字呢？这个字呢，本来是它是从希腊拉丁文翻译过来的 Pasco 里面翻译过来，所以变成 Pastor， 但是它的原意是指 Shepherd 或者是牧者、牧师的意思，牧羊人的意思。
The original word actually means to shepherd, and the Chinese translates it very well as the pastor teacher. We derive our English word pastor from the Latin, which actually means the shepherd.
那么主耶稣也是这么讲，主耶稣说我是好牧人， 我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
And Jesus himself said the same, I am the good shepherd, I know my own and my own know me.
所以我们必须好牧者必须要知道他的羊，羊也知道他的声音。
And as a good shepherd, he knows his sheep and his sheep recognizes his voice.
所以这边有非常亲密的关系。
There is an intimate relationship here.
所以作为牧师必须要很清楚知道每一个信徒的情况。
As a pastor, he needs to know the life of every believer.
所以如果你一个教会太大的话呢，我不知道怎么能够这个牧者能够知道每一个信徒的情况。
So when a church grows to become too big, I do not know how one single pastor can be aware of every single believer's life.
所以主耶稣用这个牧羊人来形容他的工作。
And Jesus described his own work as that of a shepherd.
主不但说我是好牧人，主也按例设立好牧人在教会里面。
Not only does Jesus call himself a good shepherd, but he has also appointed shepherds in the church.
所以我们在以弗所书四章十一节看到这里说，神所赐的有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Ephesians 4:11, we read that God gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers.
所以这个牧师和教师其实是一同一个同一组同是同一个字位，就是教导的牧者。
Actually, the word translated the shepherds and teachers in the original Greek is one word group. In other words, it is the teaching shepherd or the shepherd who teaches.
所以主耶稣自己是好牧者，但是他为我们舍命，他为我们钉死，然后他升到天上去。他没有留我们作为孤儿，他为我们设立了这个牧师在教会里面来继续牧养。
So Jesus, he is a good shepherd.He died for his sheep on the cross and he ascended into heaven. But he did not leave his sheep as orphans because he has appointed shepherds in the church to pastor or to shepherd his sheep.
所以这个牧师是很适当的一个称呼，在教会里面应该有牧师。我们不应该把这个牧师这个字位看轻或者去掉的。有些教会认为我们教会没有牧师，我说明明圣经里面有牧师，为什么你说没有？
So the pastor or the work of a pastor or shepherd is clearly taught in the Bible, and we should not diminish the role of the pastor because there are some churches that say that there's no such thing as pastors. But my reply is.It is clearly written in the Bible. Why do we diminish it?
那么彼得前书五章四节也提到这句话，他说：“到了牧长显现的时候，你们必要从那不衰残的，你们必得到那个不衰残荣耀的冠冕。”牧长的意思 ，chief shepherd， 意思说你有一个 chief， 那么你也有小牧师，这些小牧师要向这个 chief 这个牧长来报告，所以真正的。大牧人呢，其实在希伯来书也称为大牧人，所以这个大牧人当然是主耶稣，但是还有主耶稣差派或者按设立这些每个教会有牧师要来牧养，为主耶稣来牧养这些羊群。
1 Peter 5:4 When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. The phrase chief shepherd implies that there are other shepherds that is reporting to this chiefAnd these other shepherds are the pastors who will report to this chief pastor.
所以谁来做牧养的工作呢？
So who is to shepherd?
当然就是牧养，就是辅导，就是牧师的工作。
And to shepherd is to counsel, and this is the work of the pastor.
像牧养的工作包含什么呢？
But what does the work of shepherding entail?
你请大家打开以西结书第三十四章。
Please.Turn to Ezekiel chapter 34.
那么主在以西结书三十四章第一到第六节里面责备当时候的牧羊人，说他没有好好的照顾羊群。那么从他的责备当中，我们就知道牧者应该怎么样的来引导，来牧养神的羊群。
And in Ezekiel chapter 34 verses 1 to 6, Ezekiel rebuked the shepherds.For not doing what they are supposed to do. So from this rebuke, we will know what are shepherds supposed to do.
所以请大家看以西结书三十四章。
Please look at Ezekiel chapter 34.
以西结书三十四章第一节说，耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要向以色列的牧人发预言，攻击他们说，主耶和华如此说，祸哉以色列的牧人，只知牧养自己。牧人岂不当牧养羊群吗？你们吃籽油，穿羊毛，窄肥壮的却不牧养羊群。瘦弱的你没有养壮，有病的你没有医治，受伤的你没有裹缠，被住的你没有领回，失散的你没有寻找，但用强暴严严的辖制，因无牧人羊就分散，既分散就做了一切野兽的食物。我的羊在诸山间，在各高岗上流离，在全地上分散，无人去寻，无人去找。
Ezekiel 34 verse 1 The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, Thus says the Lord God, Ah, shepherds of Israel who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the stray you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered, they wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth, with none to search or seek for them.
所以牧羊人的工作在第四节就清楚了，瘦弱的你没有养壮他，有病的没有医治，受伤的你没有裹藏，放逐的你没有领回，失散的你没有寻找。
And verse 4 shows clearly the work of the shepherd, because it says, the weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the stray you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought.
所以当然这个是比喻。
Of course, this is an analogy.
因为这个是牧羊人应该照顾那只羊，那些羊群，他如果瘦小，你要养到他肥肥的，那么他有病，你要医治他，那么他受伤，你要跟他负伤也疗理，那么如果被赶出去的，把他领回来，不见得你要把他找回来。
And this is an analogy of what the shepherd is supposed to do. The weak sheep, they are supposed to feed and strengthen.And the sick, they are supposed to heal. The injured, they are supposed to bound up. And the stray, they are supposed to bring back. And the lost, they are supposed to seek.
所以这个牧羊人呢，指的就是牧师应该怎么样呢？去照顾信徒呢？就是要如果他有病，或者他如果软弱，或者他受伤，他需要安慰，或者他没有来教会，你要去追他，要去叫他回来，要去关怀他，要去爱护他。
So this is the work of the pastor for those the believers who are weak or have fallen. The pastor is supposed to go and encourage and strengthen them. If they are sick, he's supposed to heal them. If they are lost, they have not come to church, we are supposed to go after them and to bring them back.
所以我再说一次，辅导的工作是牧师的工作。
Let me say this once again. The work of counseling is the work of the pastor.
所以弟兄姐妹，你不要说，哎呀，他很忙的啦，他不知道，他很不好意思要找他。其实这个是牧师的工作，你必须要找牧师。如果你有问题，如果你有困难，你必须要找牧师，这是他的工作，他要帮助你。
So brothers and sisters, please do not think to yourself, oh, the pastor is very busy. Let's not go bother him.Because the work of the pastor is to counsel the believers. So when you have questions, when you need help, please look for the pastor to help you.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会，因为我没有东西做，你要来找我啊。
Brothers and sisters, please do not think that I am totally very free and have nothing to do and I'm calling you to come look for me.
不是，这是神的命令。
No, this is God's command.
我这样讲的意思是说，如果你遇到问题，如果你有困难，你必须要找牧师。
I'm saying this to encourage you to look for the pastor when you are faced with problems and difficulties.
同时呢，我们要讲牧师的工作必须要牧养，不需要辅导，因为今天很多人把辅导的工作推给外边外世教会以外的世俗的人来辅导。这个不是，这个是牧师的工作。我的强调点在这里。
And I'm trying to emphasize that the work of the pastor is supposed to counsel believers.Because today, many churches, they actually send the believers to receive counseling from external organizations.
但是很多人说，哎呀，我不知道这些辅导的，有些人焦虑症、忧郁症，这个强迫症，他说这些症完全不会就学嘛。
And some pastors say that, but you don't understand, I do not know how to deal with depression, I do not know how to deal with anxiety attacks, etc., etc.And my response is, if you do not know, then please go and learn.
所以我们必须要在牧师呢，必须要懂得怎么样来辅导这些羊群。
So pastors need to know how to counsel the sheep.
那么当然当中很多弟兄姐妹说，哎，我是不是牧师，为什么你强调强调又强调？
And some among us might say, oh, I'm not the pastor. Why do you keep emphasizing this?
第一，我要你很清楚知道牧师应该做的工作。
Firstly, I want you to know the work that the pastor ought to do.
所以牧师必须辅导羊群。
The pastor must counsel the sheep.
如果我们回到我们今天的经文，是保罗写信给提摩太，命令他必须辅导弟兄姐妹。
And when we come back to the passage today, Paul was writing to Timothy and commanding him to counsel the believers.
那么是不是辅导只有牧师做，其他的人不用做呢？
So does that mean that counseling is only the work of the pastor and not anybody else?
所以我要跟大家说，的确的，这段圣经是讲牧师必须要辅导，但是圣经里面还有其他的圣经经文告诉我们，弟兄姐妹也要彼此的辅导。
Yes, indeed, I want to tell you that this passage in 1 Timothy is written or directed to the pastor, but yet there are many other passages in the rest of scripture that say that all believers need to counsel.
所以在这里我们也看到加拉太书六章一节，他说，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人要当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，自己又当小心，恐怕被引诱。
And one such verse is in Galatians 6:1. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you as spiritual should restore him in the spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted.
所以加拉太书六章一节向谁说？弟兄们。
And Galatians 6:1 is written to who? To brothers.
他说有人被这个过犯所胜，属灵的人呢，你是不是属灵的人？你是信主的，你就是属灵的人，你就必须要用温柔的心把他挽回过来。这个就是辅导。
If anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual, in other words, if you are a believer and if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you are to restore him in a spirit of gentleness. This is referring to counseling too.
那么在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十四节也是这么讲，我劝弟兄们，你们要警戒不守规矩的，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。
1 Thessalonians 5:14, we urge you brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all.
这些都是辅导的字眼，警戒、勉励、扶助。
And these are all different terms associated with counseling. Admonish, to encourage, and to help.
还有一个就是劝诫。
And there is one which is to instruct.
第十五章第十四节，罗马书十五章十四节说，弟兄们，我自己深信你们满有良善，充足诸般的智慧，也能彼此劝诫，这两个字。
Romans 15:14, I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness.Filled with knowledge and able to instruct one another.
所以刚才提到那个劝诫这两个字，那个劝诫是来到你的旁边，你的身旁，用言语来劝告。
And to instruct or to encourage, as we said, is to come alongside and walk together with you and use words to actually encourage you and to advise you.
今天的很多人把这个辅导学专业化，把它神圣化。
Today, many people have professionalized counseling and spiritualized counseling.
但是你要注意到，辅导的辅导最重要的呢，是用言语来劝勉。你看，所有的辅导根本没有用其他的工具，就是靠话语。他要跟他讲话，讲话，讲话，他明白之后他就好了。
But the most important tool of counseling is actually through the use of words. And there are many, many counselors who just talk with the counselee and then the counselee recovers.
所以所有的辅导员呢都是用言语，用劝诫或警戒或者勉励或者鼓励或者是安慰，都是用言语来表达的。
So,professional counselors always use language or use words. Words in the form of encouragement, in the form of instruction, in the form of comfort to convey their message.
So, 我要告诉你，弟兄姐妹，你平时跟弟兄姐妹在沟通分享的时候呢，如果有弟兄姐妹来告诉你他的问题，你就告诉他应该这样做，应该那样做，你已经在做辅导了。
So, if you are having a fellowship or you are gathering together sometimes and some brothers and sisters come and tell you I'm having such and such a problem, and if you tell him you should do this or you ought to do that, you are already counseling that person.
你也是用言语来劝勉或者安慰或者警告或者是帮助他。
You use words to encourage, to warn, to instruct, and to help.
那个问题是你的劝勉，你的这个到底劝勉是不是合乎圣经的教导？
The real problem is whether the encouragement that you give is according to the Bible.
所以这个才是重点，这个中心所在。
And this is where the focus ought to be.
所以我们要学习怎么样辅导呢，是牧师的工作，但是也是弟兄姐妹的工作。我们要学习在平时的时候，你在跟别人谈话的时候，是不是合乎圣经的教导？你在劝勉、在安慰的时候，是不是有帮助到弟兄姐妹
？Yes, indeed, the work of counseling is the work of the pastor, but it is also what every believer ought to do. And in your speech with one another, in your conversations with one another, you must ask yourself.Am I or are we actually encouraging one another using the word of God?
好像有些人，他你会听到有一些结婚的弟兄姐妹，有一些妻子就去跟他的朋友啊告诉苦，哎呀，我的丈夫多么不好，多么不好，讲了很多。如果你去一个世俗的辅导，这个辅导服务的话呢，他说哇，你这么不喜欢你的丈夫，丈夫说跟他离婚喽。
And for example, you know, some married sisters, they would gather with their friends and they start complaining about their husbands and how bad their husbands is, how not understanding, etc. And if they approach a secular counselor, the secular counselor would say this, if that you have so much complaints about your husband, why not get a divorce?
但是所以如果你有一个同事这样的告诉你，你如果要按照圣经去辅导他，你去劝勉他，你要明白他为是他丈夫的问题还是他自己的问题，然后用圣经的话告诉他应该怎么样来处理这件事情，所以要符合神的心意，而不是随便说啊就离婚吧。
But if you are a Christian and imagine that your colleague comes with complaints about the husband, you are supposed to help this person by asking this.Person more questions and find out whether it is this person's problem. And if it is, then you are supposed to encourage him or her using the Bible and what he or she needs to do rather than to suggest divorce.
我们还有很多可以讲有关辅导的。
There's much to be said about counseling.
但是今天呢，我们不可以把我这个辅导学来教给大家。
But today is not our intention to teach you about how to counsel others.
那么我们可能会在用其他的假期的时间呢，用一天或者两天的时间把这个辅导学讲得清楚。
And we might actually make use of some public holidays in the future to spend a day or two.To explain more in depth about how counseling ought to be done.
教导大家怎么样处理忧郁症或者焦虑症。
And to teach everyone how you should handle depression or anxiety.
或者是惧怕或者是强迫症。
Or maybe you are fearful of certain things, or you are always wanting to be in control.
这个强迫症的意思就是 obsessive behavior
or obsessive behavior
所以我们用其他的时间，不过今天呢，我们终于我们的经文里面说什么呢？不可沿着老年人跟这个老年人或者老年妇人青年的弟兄或者青年的姐妹。
And that we will deal with in another time. We want to be faithful to the passage today and let's return hereDo not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters.
所以我们看到是保罗告诉提摩太，作为一个牧者，你必须这样做。
So we see that Paul was instructing Timothy that this is what you ought to do as a pastor.
这样这个牧这个辅导员是谁？这样被辅导的人是谁呢
？So who are the counselors?
你看到这里，他说要老年人老年的这个老年人，或者是老年的这个妇人，少年的弟兄，少年的妇女。
And we see here four groups of people: older men, younger men, older women, and younger women.
所以你这边就是讲全教会了嘛？老年的妇人老年的男人、女人，青年的男人、女人，就是大概是全部的人了。
And this. Or more or less sums up the entire church, doesn't it? Because it's referring to older men, younger men, older women, and younger women.
而且这些人呢，他称他为父亲、母亲、弟兄跟姐妹。
And they have been addressed as a father, brother, mother, and sister.
所以这个辅导呢，是在大教会里面，在这个神的教会里面，这个教会里面的关系是弟兄姐妹的关系，或者是父亲母亲，这个是大家庭的关系。
So this is referring to the relationship within the church, because the church is a family and it is the household of God.
所以我们看这个教会里面的关系，其实我们教会只有我们有教会里面只有一个天父。当然，我们这个是让我们知道。其他的人都是弟兄姐妹，老年纪大，年纪小，大家都是一大一个大家庭。
And indeed, we have only one heavenly Father in the church, that is God, and the rest of the believers is just one big family of brothers and sisters.
所以我们这些弟兄姐妹呢，都应该都可以来到这个牧师面前啊，接受辅导。
So all the members of the family can come to the pastor for counseling.
再一次，我们用这个牧羊人跟羊群的这个比喻。
And once again, we want to use the illustration of the sheep and the shepherd.
牧师的意思就是牧羊人。
The pastor equals the shepherd.
那么圣经里面常常把信徒呢形容成是羊。
Very often, the Bible describes believers as sheep.
那么主耶稣通常在主耶稣里面，他说，在福音书里面他提到，主耶稣出来看到许多人如同羊没有牧人一般。
And in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus saw that there were a great crowd like sheep without a shepherd.
所以这个羊呢，通常都是形容，所以这个羊需要照顾，需要帮忙，需要带领。
So sheep requires help, requires care, and requires leaders.
我们再一次回到这个我们的经文里面，你会发现提摩太前书里面提到说，他向保罗向提摩太说，你一定要特别在四章十一节，他说你要用这些事，你要吩咐人，你要命令人，你要教导人，然后要做众人的榜样。
And if we come back to 1 Timothy, we remember that Paul wrote in chapter 4 to Timothy that he was to put these things before the brothers, command and teach these things, and set an example for others to follow.
是的，我们要这样的来，当我们讲道的时候，要有权柄的讲道，然后要成为榜样，要能跟随。
Yes, indeed, when we preach, we must preach with authority and we want people to follow.
但是显然的还是有人跟不上。
But obviously, there are those who cannot keep up.
所以保罗就说，你必须要一个一个的去看，然后去说到底你有什么问题，为什么你不明白，你碰到的问题是什么，来引导你，来辅导你，要你跟得上。
So Paul tells Timothy that for those who are weak and cannot follow up,You are to go to them one by one and to check with them what is wrong, what is the problem that they are facing, and to help them to keep up with the rest.
所以我们在这里再一次的强调，教会呢是神赐给信徒成圣的一个途径。
And we want to emphasize once again that the church is God's blessing for believers.As a means of their sanctification.
不但是理论上你从身心里可以明白，他这是要怎么样做呢？他要做众人的榜样给他看，这样做。如果一些人跟不上，他要去扶他，然后说这样做。所以你好像这个有一个 mentoring， 或者从一个导师慢慢引导他，跟着我一步一步的走，一个脚步一个脚印的走。
And this is not just theory according to the Bible, but the Bible also gives instructions on how to go about doing this. And the shepherd or the counselor is supposed to go to the counselee and to guide him as a mentor to walk step by step.
所以这个就是神让我们看到辅导的工作，就是不只是给你一套一个手册一个 manual， 他还告诉你带领你一步一步的来做。
So.In the work of counseling, it is not just the Bible that God has given us as a manual, but it also teaches us what to do step by step.
所以这段圣经给我们看到那个辅导的牧师是谁，就是那个牧者。
So we can see the counselor who is the pastor.
第二呢，他辅导的被辅导的就是信徒，就是弟兄姐妹必须要来跟得上，要学来成为这个跟得上这个牧者。
And secondly, we see who are the counselors, which would be all believers.Who is supposed to learn from the pastor and to follow?
最后，让我们来看这个辅导这个工作是怎么样的一回事情。
And lastly, let us look at the work of counseling.
所以再一次，我们讲到他说不可言责老年人，要劝，这个劝字是 parakaleo， 意思是说是来到你的身边，来到你的身旁，劝他，然后来引导他。
Once more, the word encourage is from the Greek parakaleo, which means to come along or to walk parallel with the person to help him to walk together.
这个字呢，在马可福音的时候呢，被形容成求，来祈求，好像主耶稣看到一个大麻风，那个大麻风来求耶稣，求你来医治我，接近我的意思。
And it is the same word used in Mark 1:40.When a leper came to Jesus, imploring him, it is the same word here.
那么你记得主耶稣讲到一个比喻，是大儿子、小儿子，小儿子是浪子，然后大儿子、小儿子回来之后，大儿子很不开心。
And Jesus also, told the parable of the prodigal son, where the younger son left the home, and when the younger prodigal son came back, the elder son or the older brother was not happy.
这个浪子回头之后，大儿子很不开心，那么他父亲就去劝他回来，这个劝字也是同一个字。
And when the prodigal son returned and the older brother was unhappy, the father went to encourage the brother and the word is actually the same word.
所以辅导这个字包括祈求你或者劝告你，要你做一些事情。
So,The counseling includes imploring or begging or to encourage you to do something.
罗马书十二章八节也用同一个字来形容这种侍奉，他说或做劝化的就当义做劝化。
Romans 12:8 uses the same Greek word translated as the one who exhorts in his exhortation.
所以这里包括鼓励或者是勉励的意思。
So there is exhortation or encouragement.
这同一个字呢，在马太福音主耶稣登山宝训的时候也用同一个字来形容，他说哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰，他用这个字来形容安慰。
And the same word Jesus used in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. The word comforted is the same word.
所以你看到这个字有不同的层面。
So you can see different facets of this same word.
又是安慰又是劝勉。
There is comfort and there is encouragement.
又是鼓励又是祈求。
There's exhortation and imploring.
所以这些都是包括在这个辅导的范围里面。
All these are within the realms of counseling.
而且一个很有趣的就是这个巴拿巴，大家都说这个巴拿巴的名字呢叫做劝慰者，是他很会辅导人的。
And interestingly, Barnabas was described as the son of encouragement. He is someone who really knows how to counsel.
啊，意思他懂得怎么样鼓励人、勉励人。
He knows how to exhort and to encourage others.
所以这个字就是同一个字的这个名词。
And this is the noun of the same word.
另外呢，我们也发现圣灵这个，我们讲到主耶稣说我会差一个保惠师，这个保惠师就是训诲师，也是同一个字的字根来的。
And when Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit, translated as helper, it comes from the same root word.
所以你会发现这个辅导这个劝的意思包括恳求、忠告、鼓励、安慰等等。
So we can see that counseling involves imploring, encouragement, exhortation, comforting, helping, etc.
做这些恳求、忠告、鼓励、安慰等等，叫他们做什么呢？
So, to implore, to encourage, to help, to comfort them, to do what?
大家要知道，我们做辅导的就是，我们辅导的目标是做什么？
What is the goal of counseling?
我们要他们这些辅导的人做什么呢？
What do we want? What does the counselor want the counselee to do?
我们要知道世界上呢，我们每次来到十字路口呢，总是会听到两个声音。
We want to know that in this world, when we come to the crossroads, we often hear two voices.
在创世纪一开始的时候，我们听到亚当夏娃就听到两个声音。
And even right from the beginning in the book of Genesis, we find Adam and Eve confronted with two voices.
创世纪第三章里面讲到亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面，神告诉他说：“这棵树上的树，这个果子不能吃。”你就听到这个。这个蛇就告诉他，你可以吃，吃的日子不会死。
And in Genesis chapter 3, we already see that when God first created Adam and Eve, He told them that they could eat of any tree in the Garden of Eden except one. But the serpent came along and said, if you eat of that tree that you are not supposed to eat, you will not die.
所以每一次你都听到要听神的话，还是要听魔鬼的话。
So.You are always faced with the choice of either obeying God's voice or obeying the devil's voice.
主耶稣出来侍奉的时候，
When Jesus came out to minister,
他也是来到旷野里面，同样的有魔鬼出来引诱他，听神的话还是听魔鬼的话？
And when he came to the wilderness, he was tempted by the devil, and again he was faced with two choices.Either to listen to God's word or to listen to the devil's word.
魔鬼告诉他，如果你是神的儿子，把这个石头变成食物。
The devil told him, if you are the son of God, command these stones to turn into bread.
主耶稣说，经上记着说。
And Jesus replied, it is written in the scriptures.
所以主耶稣怎么样胜过试探呢？他回到神的话，而他不听从魔鬼的话。
How did Jesus overcome temptation?He returned to the word of God instead of listening to the devil.
所以我们在人生的道路中常常有两个声音，是神的话还是魔鬼的话，世界的话，魔鬼的话，世界的话都一样。所以我们要选择到底要走哪一条路呢？怎么走呢？
So as we walk this life, we are often faced with the same dilemma. There is God's word that tells us this, and the devil's word tells us that. How should we walk this path?
所以辅导的人呢，就是劝你要听从神的话，要信靠神，要坚持，要持守。
So the counselor's work is to encourage you or to implore you to trust in God's word and to persist in obedience.
甚至恳求你，你必须要这样做。
And to implore, beg you that you should, that you must do this.
因为这样做会使到你的碰到的结果跟神的荣耀都有息息关系。
Because in so doing.The result out of this episode is closely related with your godly living.
所以作为一个牧师，作为一个辅导员，你就是常常去劝他，你要听从神的话，不要听从世界，不要走世界的路。
So as a pastor, as a counselor, we often come to encourage you and to implore you not to follow this world, but to follow God's word.
你在跟随耶稣的时候，你在作为基督徒的时候碰到什么困难，我们就来劝你，来教导你，来带领你，来给你鼓励，说我们一起走。
As you live your life as a Christian in this world, and you are faced with difficulties, and when you approach us, we will walk together with you and to encourage you and to implore you and exhort you, and let's walk this together.
那么圣经这个辅导的工具是什么呢？
What is the tool for counseling?
辅导的工具就是圣经。
The tool for counseling is the Bible.
因为圣经怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
提摩太后书三章十六节说，圣经是神所默示的，以教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益处的，叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
2 Timothy 3:16 All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped,For every good work.
这里提到圣经的四个用途。
There are four uses of the Bible here.
教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义。
Teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
教训这个字是有关教义的意思。
Teaching is referring to doctrine.
所以我们知道有一个正确的教导，正确的信仰基础。
So we know what is the right foundation for our faith.
我们的信仰就建立在圣经上面。
Our faith is built on the foundation of scripture.
督责是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of reproof?
督责就是用圣经来指出你错在哪里。你说我错，我错，到底你讲我错是你的意思吗？不是的，圣经说不是的，圣经这里说不可以。
Reprove means to show using the word of God that this thing is wrong. It is not merely you say or I say, but what the Bible says is wrong.
所以那么使人归正是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of correction?
你不要整天讲人错，什么都错， 你跟教孩子的时候什么都不可以，这什么可以呢？你要他注意，把精神注意在什么要做的，就是归正的意思。
Because correction is the positive side. We don't just keep telling people that it is wrong, this is wrong, that is wrong. Just like when we teach a child, we don't just teach a child that this and that is wrong. We must tell the child what is the right thing to do.
所以怎么知道什么是做正确的事情要做呢？就是用圣经告诉我们要注意什么。
So how do we know what is the right or the correct thing to do? We got to use the Bible for correction to teach us what is the right thing to focus on.
那么我们还讲到教导人学艺，这个字的意思就是好像体操运动员这样。
And for training in righteousness, it is like an athlete who is training.
他必须要操练，操练又操练。
He must be training and training very hard.
所以我们作为基督徒，你要什么是对的，什么要操练呢？
So as Christians, we want to take note of what is right and that requires training.
所以我们在我们的祷告会里面就强调，我们要操练喜乐。
And in our prayer meeting, we emphasize on the discipline of joy.
基督徒都不需要喜乐。
Christians need to be joyful.
我们要操练自足。
We must be disciplined. We must have the discipline of contentment.
要满足的心来面对这个世界。
And we must face this world with a heart of contentment.
我们必须要操练喜乐，我们要操练满自足。
So we must discipline ourselves to be joyful and to be contented.
而且呢，我们要操练什么呢？操练，我们必须要操练这个星期我们会提到操练饶恕。
And this coming week, we will talk about the discipline of forgiveness.
所以这些是我们还有很多我们要操练。我们常常提怎么样操练。今天早上开始的时候，你就看到我们的弟兄一站起来就讲我们要感谢神。有什么操练感谢
？And we are also to be disciplined in giving thanks. Just like this morning when our brother stood up here, the first thing that he started off with was thanksgiving. We need to be disciplined in giving thanks.
所以这些都是。它的根基是圣经教导我们这些，所以我们用圣经来辅导我们一个人。
And the basis for all these things is because they are found in Scripture, and we use Scripture or the Bible to counsel others.
特别他这里讲到它的结果是什么
？And especially it is mentioned here the result of all these things.
他说圣经是神所默示的，以教训、度责、教导人学义、使人归正，都是有益处的，叫什么属神人的人得以什么？完全。
All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete.
所以是你要怎么样成为完全的人呢？就是靠着主给我们的圣经，按照他去行，你就可以成为一个在神面前是完全的。
How can you become a complete person? If you read and understand the scriptures and you obey it in your actions, then you will become a complete person before Christ.
像我们的辅导的目标是什么呢？
What is the goal of our counseling?
我们的目标就是，因为好像哥罗西书一章二十八节说，我们传扬他用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，劝诫你看到吗？教导你看到吗？这些都是辅导的字眼，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
Colossians 1:28, Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, warning and teaching are all words of counseling, that we may present everyone mature in Christ.
所以这个辅导的意思呢，是包括我们要劝诫人，用圣经来引导人，教导人顺从神，听从神的话，最终完成神的旨意，成为一个基督徒，像耶稣基督的一个基督徒。
And the goal of counseling is that we will warn, we will teach everyone using the word of God and to have everyone obey the word of God so that the goal is to become mature in Christ and more Christ-like.
你知道，这就是神的意思，这个就是神的旨意，这个是神的计划。
This is God's will and His plan.
神本身也在做这件事情。
God Himself is doing the thing.
你看罗马书第八章二十八节，他说：“我晓得万事不相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为所预先所知道的人，他就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。”
Romans 8:28. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
你有注意到吗？神使万事互相效力，神控制万有，他有主权，使到万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
You realize that God is sovereign and He is in full control to work all things together for good of those who love Him.
啊，这个是指着基督徒。如果你不是基督徒，你不在这个应许里面。
This is referring to Christians. If you are not a Christian, you are not within this promise.
神使万事互相效力，叫什么人的好处呢？爱神的人。
God works all things for good of who? For good of those who love God.
这什么好处呢？
What is this good?
很多人就停在这里啊，就思想它的好处就包括要白马还是黑马。
And some people stop at this part and say, oh, good. Good means what? Should I have a BM or should I have a Merc?
啊，我的弟兄一听就明白，这白马跟黑马都不同了。
And our brother knows what's the white horse and the black horse.
但是这个不是这个意思，你读经的时候要读下去，他说就是照他旨意被选召的人，是因为他就预先所知道的人，他就预先定下效法儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
But this good actually is defined in the later verse. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
长子什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of firstborn?
啊，这个，你知道，在农作物里面，第一颗长出来的果子，他就知道，看着这个果子，后面都是一样。
And in farming or in agriculture, if the first fruit is given, is harvested, then we know from the appearance of the first fruit what the rest of the harvest will look like.
所以神使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，什么益处呢？使到他们越来越像主耶稣。他成为他把耶稣的形象定下来的，所以在弟兄们中做长子，后面的人全部跟这个长子一模一样。
So, for the good of those who are called according to his purpose is to become conformed to the image of his Son. And if Christ is of this appearance, we know that all the rest will be the same.
所以他说，就预先定下效法儿子的模样。他把所有的这些爱神的人 conform into the image of Christ， 就是使他们越来越像主耶稣。
So all those who love God, God will work all things for their good, and their good is to become like Christ.
所以辅导是什么呢？
So what is counseling?
除了牧师要在讲台上面讲啊教啊，用不断的用神的权柄来教导圣经之外，他来到你的旁边，站在你旁边，劝你要听神的话啦，要这样做啦，要顺服圣经的话，不要单单听到，要行道了。
So other than the pastor preaching from the pulpit and teaching about the word of God and how you should understand the word of God, it includes coming alongside with you to encourage you, to implore you, and to exhort you to do this, to obey the word of God.
要你越来越像主耶稣。
So that you can be more and more Christ-like.
再一次我们再说，你看到吗？教会是神赐给圣徒成圣的一个帮助。
Once more, we say this: the church is God's blessing to the believer as a means of your sanctification.
教会不是一个俱乐部，让你来嘻嘻哈哈很开心，然后回家。
The church is not a social community club for you to come and enjoy laughter and then go home.
教会的最终目的呢，就是要每一个信徒信靠耶稣基督，成为这个学习越来越像耶稣基督，最终回到天父那里。
The purpose of the church is really to come and to counsel believers so that they will all become more Christ-like before they come face to face with God in the end.
所以我怎么样定义这个圣经这个辅导呢？圣经辅导呢，就是用圣经来指引弟兄姐妹，就被辅导的人呢，这个用劝诫教导，使他们在成圣的道路上更像耶稣基督，荣耀神。
So how do I define counseling? Biblical counseling is to use the Bible to guide believers and to exhort and to teach him face to face so that in his path of sanctification he will become more Christ-like in order to bring glory to God.
所以我们回到我们的经文。
So we come back to our passage.
所以我们这段经文里面说，不可严责老年人，要劝，就是这个辅导字，要辅导他们如同父亲，劝他们 辅导少年人如同弟兄，辅导老年的妇女如同母亲，辅导妇人如同姐妹，总要亲亲姐姐。
Coming back to the passage today, do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters in all purity.
所以在这里我们看到辅导的牧师，就是老保罗写信给年轻的提摩太说，命令你必须要辅导。
So we see the counselors, which is the old pastor Paul writing to the young pastor Timothy and commanding him to counsel.
我们看到被辅导的都是所有的信徒。
And the counselees include all believers.
那么最后我们也看到辅导的侍奉最终的目的是要我们成为耶稣基督的榜样。
And finally, the counseling has the goal of having all believers becoming more Christ-like.
弟兄姐妹说，哎，你还有一句话没有说。
And some brothers and sisters will say, oh, there's still one point.
总要清清洁洁是什么意思？
What's the meaning of in all purity?
所以这个清清洁洁这个的希腊字呢，就是在这个不要在，就是男女之间呢要有分别，不要在这方面这个越过这个境界。
And in the Greek, it's referring to men and women ought to have a clearly defined line that they shouldn't cross.
辅导呢是一个很危险的工作。
Counseling is a dangerous work.
因为辅导的时候，有时候我们要指出对方的错误来。
And very often in counseling, we have to point out the person's wrong.
他如果不高兴，他可能一拳打过来。
If they are not happy, they could throw a punch.
但是呢，也是一个危险，就是你知道吗？辅导的时候，很多时候你要去劝姐妹的时候呢，就是她最软弱的时候、最伤心的时候，你要说你很可怜，你很好，你不要担心，这个是最危险的。
And very often during counseling, when the pastor comes to encourage the sister who is at her weakest and she is crying and weeping, and the pastor comes along and encourages, please, you are very pitiful, you know, I feel so sorry for you, that's a dangerous thing.
所以保罗说要清清洁洁，不要在这方面犯错。
That's why Paul says in all purity so that there is no sin involved in this area.
所以我劝弟兄姐妹，我们不赞成一个男人辅导一个女人。
So brothers and sisters, we want to actually exhort you that we do not support one man counseling one woman.
所以怎么做呢？通常呢，我们就是几个人，或者是找你的太太一起来辅导一个姐妹。
So how then should we do it? You either do it with another person, or if you are married, the best thing is if you do it together with your wife when you counsel a woman.
总要清清洁洁的。
In all purity.
使到神的名得到荣耀。
So that God's name will be glorified.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your word, and we ask Lord that you will help us all to be diligent in studying your word so that we might firstly on our own, we might not just be hearers of the word but be doers of the word, but at the same time we might be able to encourage and exhort one another. We pray, O Lord, that you will bless our pastor as he does this difficult work of counseling. May the brothers and sisters of this church appreciate this difficult task, and that they would also submit to his leadership and his counseling so that he will be able to give an account for this, for the souls of men, and to do this joyfully. Pray all this in Jesus.